Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. I said that I was going to try and add some more Bulls content to what we do on House of L, especially considering that they are in first place in the Eastern Conference. The last couple of days have been rough, and as I'm recording on Friday night, things have gotten a little bit rougher. Thanks so much for hanging out here with me. I like that beat. Shout out to my nephew, Justin. He gave me a whole bunch of new beats. I mean, I paid him for it, but he gave me a whole new set of beats, and I think I'm going to use this one for when we do Bull stuff, so I hope that you like it. I know that I do. Let's get into it. The Bulls lose 138-96, and I am going on vacation, like literally after I finish this. But I did want to talk about this, talk about what happened on Friday night and that Zach LaVine getting hurt. It was strange because he comes down with that rebound and then takes a foul and walks off the floor. And then there's the issue with his knee, where as I'm recording this, the last report that I got was from Casey Johnson and Billy Donovan saying that he thinks not that Donovan, but that Zach thinks it's not serious and they're going to give him an MRI. There aren't a lot of things that I don't think this Bulls team can overcome injury-wise unless it's a significant injury to Zach and or DeMar. Those are two guys that them missing a significant amount of time would be a death knell for the Bulls and any sort of hope of you seeing them really do something big in the Eastern Conference. Now, if it's a couple of weeks, maybe even a month, because you are still in January, I think that that's something that they can absorb. That's not them sitting at the top of the Eastern Conference anymore, but that is something that they can absorb, hoping that if Zach comes back, if it's not something super serious and Zach comes back, that they'll be able to then get their thing together before the playoffs start. But it's scary. And the things that were scary about Friday night's game against the Warriors was I want to put in the human factor. The factor of you're watching one of your better players, a top 10 scorer in the NBA, go down, and your mind wanders, and you're already playing shorthanded because Derrick Jones Jr. is hurt, Alex Caruso has got COVID, and now Zach LaVine walks off the floor, and that leaves what I think is a fairly decent duo of DeMar and Vooch. But now you're asking everyone to do more. And for some reason, the Bulls couldn't get out of their own way. And they did a really good job of getting out of the way of the Warriors in this game. They scored 47 points in a half. They got outscored 41-19 in the second quarter. That's similar to them getting outscored in the third quarter in their game against Brooklyn. So there are some issues here, and I was looking forward to seeing whether or not Billy Donovan would be able to rally them after what happened on Wednesday night, and he didn't. And so I'm kind of sitting here going, well, am I going to allow the human element or not? And I'm going to. Like, I'm going to allow the human element of those guys got shook because they didn't know exactly what was going on with Zach and as I'm recording this, I don't know exactly what's going on in Zach, with Zach. So there's a lot that needs to be digested. But I do think that one of the issues that this team has shown in the last couple of games, and if you want to count the Dallas game too, we can talk about that, is the fact that they haven't been good at all at getting back in transition defense. In this game, what I didn't like about this game against the Warriors was I didn't like that the Warriors were trading threes for twos. It didn't matter who came down. They were trading threes for twos at the beginning of this game. And Lonzo Ball kind of did his best to have the Bulls keep up with them in the first quarter. Like, he was hot, and that's a great thing to see him be a more active participant in what's going on with them offensively. But the three-point defense for the Bulls has been poor. Now, part of that, I do think, is because of their issues in transition. And you look at the field goal percentages of teams shooting behind the arc, Brooklyn shot with 53%, and Golden State shot 45%. Not good. Anytime that you have a team that's anywhere close to 40% from three-point, you got a problem. And it'll be helped when Caruso comes back, because then you can put him on some of these guards. But the rest of the guys also have to try. Like, I hate to talk about effort, but even Stacey was talking about knowledge plus effort. He wasn't like taking a shot necessarily at the effort, but he was saying when it comes to going over under screens against three-point shooters, that you have to be very careful to stay attached to the guy with the ball who's behind the arc. And he's right. And the Bulls didn't do a really good job of that. But I refuse to just kind of like, there's already some idiot in my mentions like, I thought you said not to panic. As if Zach getting hurt doesn't change everything. If he's significantly hurt, everything changes. If he's not significantly hurt, I'm not that worried. And I do think that some of the people that have either listened to the radio show or will respond to this podcast, I think some of y'all, quite honestly, are new-ass fans of basketball. That now that the bear season is over and things have changed and you were looking for a winner, because you haven't been able to get behind a winner. You didn't follow what was going on with the Sky or the Red Stars. You're like, I need a winner. And here are the Bulls looking like your best chance to have a winner. And you brand new. As Rhyme Fest would say, you brand new. It's still the middle of January. So you shouldn't be tripping about any of this stuff other than if Zach is seriously hurt. If that's the case, yeah, your expectations are going to have to change. And the thing.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Is that expectations for the Bulls have changed in a positive way, and maybe so positively that people don't remember that 2 months ago you would have been happy if the Bulls were the sixth seed in the East. And yes, you're allowed to change your expectations. But looking at them and saying, here's a team that's going to win the NBA championship in January is folly. It's absolute folly. So you need to pull it back in. Like, act like an adult and pull it back in a little bit. I'm looking forward to seeing, hopefully, Zach is okay. Like, that's the only thing that I, like, once that happened, quite honestly, I mean, I was writing notes on the game. I don't even know why I should be, because I'm literally on vacation. But I was writing notes on the game. But honestly, until we found out what was going on with that dude, I'm not sure that any of the other stuff matters. And even them getting blown out again in a mid-January game, I'm not going to trip if they're going to be healthy. And I do think that there are some cracks in what it is that they do, and they're going to have to figure it out. Guys are going to have to give better effort defensively. One of the things that Kevin Durant talked about, part of the reason that he felt like Brooklyn did such a good job against the Bulls Wednesday night is because they had played better defensively. That allowed them to get out and run in transition. They were forcing the Bulls to miss shots. And when you do that, you can then put pressure on the other team. I think the Bulls will eventually have enough scoring. But, you know, you don't really have a power forward right now. That's a struggle for them. And if Zach's hurt, it changes the dimensions of what it is that you are and what you can be. So that's all. And maybe by the time we get to when you listen to this, maybe there'll be better news on Zach LaVine. And the MRI will come back clean, and he just freaked out because it was the knee that he tore his ACL on. Maybe. But they do have to get better defensively. That's something that has to improve. Because if you go into games thinking that you are capable of outscoring folks, and you, like, Brooklyn can do that. On a night when their guys are clicking, they can be like, man, we just going to go out here and we're going to make 52% of our shots, and they're going to make 48% of theirs, and we're going to win. I don't think the Bulls, as good as they are offensively, as many weapons as they have offensively, I don't think they're that good. So they're going to have to balance it out with playing better defense. And I'll just leave it there for now because I got stuff to do. But I did want to make sure I took care of House of L, and I wanted to play this fly new music that we have for all of our Bulls stuff. So I'll leave you there with the first one of these. And I don't know, while I'm on vacation, maybe I'll do one. I don't know if I'm going to do one about the Boston game, but we're definitely going to do more Bulls stuff. That's was kind of my point. So here, this gives me an opportunity to do that. We will have a new episode, a new interview episode of House of L. David Diaz is going to be my guest. He's so great. You are going to love this interview. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Thanks to Price Tag, my nephew, for this fire beat. Woo!
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.